What are some of the new tools and strategies that agencies are using to be able to keep their employees engaged without necessarily having to deal with the whole raise issue since the pay freeze is on?
Yeah, so Francis, we actually had a workshop on this earlier this week entitled "When Money Doesn't Pay: Motivating Employees During Tight Times." And you know, the conversation was really around there's a lot of different ways to really motivate and recognize employees when beyond money. And some of the things that came up were issues of development, giving them developmental opportunities. And one of the really neat things, one of the examples that came up, which I thought was actually quite neat, was the Department of Transportation's Office of the Inspector General said that they actually allow their junior and mid-level employees to sit in on murder boards for testimony. So practicing tough questions and responses to anticipate what Congress may be asking them of them. And what they found from those employees that are sitting in on there is that they've actually got both a better understanding of the IG's office and the issues of DOT in general, and have really seen that as a developmental the process or opportunity for them. And Francis, the great thing about that is very little time and very little effort and no money involved really in doing that. And the employees have said that, you know, they've gained a lot more knowledge and understanding about what they do and why their work is important. And we know from our own Best Places to Work and the Employee Viewpoint Survey and government that most federal employees, 92% of federal employees say that what motivates them most is knowing that their work is actually making a difference or contributing and being valued.
Now, when you explain it, and you especially when you explain it in the context in which you just did, it makes perfect sense. I'll be the first to admit that if I was sitting in your seat or the seat of someone at the Inspector General at DOT, that idea probably wouldn't have crossed my mind. And yet when you explain it, you go, sure, somebody sees what the end result of the work that they do every day is when the principal gets ready to go and deliver that information to the Hill. So I get that part of it. How do we go about at these agencies getting people in that mode to think of that stuff in the first place?
You know, a great, great question. And I think, you know, part of it is talking to your employees themselves to try to figure out what motivates them. We all kind of beat to a different drummer. So what motivates one person and what they see as being essential may not be to someone else. An interesting conversation that took place during this workshop as well was one agency actually talked a little bit in a small group conversation about them simply sitting down with their staff, and they didn't have a large number of staff, but it was, you know, 50 some people, and they sat down and they actually talked with each one of them about how they like to be recognized. So we talk about recognition in an era when we don't have financial resources to put to it. And what was interesting from this hiring manager's vantage point was he learned that more than half of those people really didn't like public recognition. So to call them out in an agency newsletter and say, Francis just did a great job with X, was actually not a motivator for half of his staff. Instead, what really was a motivator for them was his own private recognition that they'd done a real good job, just kind of taking them aside or writing them a handwritten note saying, attaboy. So again, you know, he would never have come to that conclusion, he said, had he not actually had just a very open, frank conversation with his own team about how they like to be recognized and what motivates them.
So it sounds like the key to this really is just keeping the lines of communication open in a way that people feel comfortable to tell you what they really think instead of what they think you want to hear.
I think that's absolutely right.
All right. Great information, and we're going to put up some info about the workshop at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Tim, thank you very much for talking about it and how to keep these people engaged when you can't really do it just with money.